who are we? You and I, in all that and all this. Shoeless in your favorite dress, you walk the shores, the waves caress your feet, you don't really mind.
Hello and welcome to Given the Boot, This is Linda Bull, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. That track is by Michael Occhipinti and his Sicilian jazz project, and it's called Vittina Crozza. It's a traditional Sicilian tune, and it's my new theme song, and it's really good to have Canadian-Italian featured at the beginning of every show. Great job, Michael, on that CD, by the way. Looking forward to an eventual new Sicilian Jazz Project CD. I think that would be a great idea. I know that Dominique Mancuso, who is one of the vocalists in that group, has a new CD coming out very shortly, so look forward to that. I apologize for not being here the last couple of weeks. Been a bit sick. I've still got a little bit of a cough. Hopefully that won't come up too much during the show. And today I wanted to focus on a bit of music from the Salento region of southern Italy. Giancarlo Paglialunga in particular is the artist whose music I'm going to be focusing on today. He has this wonderful album called Tamai, and it's an Anima Mundi disc. That's the record label, which is based in the Salento region in Puglia in southern Italy, in the heel of the boot. Very interesting little place there, and an incredibly rich diversity of culture, including a musical culture that is second to none. Many artists coming out of Il Salento, including the group Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, of which Giancarlo Paglialunga is a part. And these guys have been touring North America quite a lot, actually. It's a shame they haven't come to Vancouver, but maybe one of these days would be great. So why don't we start off with a track from this album of Giancarlo's. It's called Tamai, and it's his first solo album. It's a sort of a reinterpretations of traditional songs from the Salento region, and he really dedicates them to the different singers and musicians who have passed on, and those are the people that he learnt a lot of his skills from, the music, the words, and the culture. Absolutely gorgeous album. It also features the vocals of Anna Cinzia Villani. I'm going to focus on music of hers as well. So let's start off with this great little dance number called Rumba del Carcerato. This is Giancarlo Paglialunga from Tamai.
Ci dice che lo carcere è galera, a me mi pare una villeggiatura. Ci dice che li fieri sono cadine, a me mi pare no bracciali d'oro. E lecce me portara a Fossombrone, e segregato sono come un cane. La zuppa non mi va, nemmeno il pane. Sarà il destino a far la mia fortuna. Amici, amici, galle, c'è stasciati, mi salutati lì, parenti, amici, mi salutati lì, parenti, amici. Eppure qualche tono dei nemici, quando la voce mia per sé lo sueno, tutti gli amici miei mi abbandonara, ma ci la voce mia va a se rinnova. Ma ci vuole l'amici, va se li trova. Thank you. él hizo llamado. Crédulo no de mí haga sufrir todo. Después yo cuando siento liganchelli, viene lo llanto y pienso a casa mía. Le mie sorelle ambranze mi vigliara.
Thank you. Thursday, April 25th at UBC's Chan Center for the Performing Arts, it's Taj Mahal and Shamikia Copeland. Composer, multi-instrumentalist, and vocalist Taj Mahal is one of the most prominent and influential figures in late 20th century blues and roots music. His artistic scope represents virtually every corner of the world: West Africa, the Caribbean, Latin America, Europe, the Hawaiian Islands, and so much more. Shamikia Copeland is the daughter of blues legend Johnny Copeland. Her powerful voice is guaranteed to raise your spirits. Tickets are on sale at the Chan Center box office, High Life Records, and Rufus's Guitar Shop.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Bentornati a Give 'Em the Boot, I'm Linda Bull, sono Linda Bull. Questa è un'ora di musica italiana, oggi un po' di musica del Salento, è una parte della regione della Puglia, è nel sud d'Italia, viene da quel posto un sacco di musicisti bravissimi, tra cui questo che sto mettendo in onda oggi, Giancarlo Paglialunga, che è anche un musicista che fa parte di un gruppo storico, Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino, che sono stati anche in tournée negli ultimi anni, nell'ultimo anno, addirittura anche il mese scorso in Nord America. Purtroppo non sono ancora arrivati a Vancouver, ma magari succederà presto. Allora, ho fatto sentire due pezzi dal suo disco Tamai, che è il suo primo disco solista. È esordio bellissimo, infatti queste sue interpretazioni di canti tradizionali del Salento è veramente commovente, bellissimo. Mi sono sbagliata a dire che era la voce di Anna Cinzia Villani, ma invece la voce femminile che abbiamo ascoltato adesso con quel brano che si chiama La Cerva era Rachele Andrioli, che faceva parte, o magari fa parte ancora, del gruppo Officina Zoe, anche loro del Salento. C'era anche Reddy Asa al violoncello, un bellissimo pezzo, quel primo pezzo, La Cerva, invece favolosa storia anche. È interessante, poi magari non si capisce, o magari non si fa caso alle parole a volte, però invece vale la pena, secondo me, proprio leggere i testi di queste canzoni. Invece vorrei andare avanti con un'altra voce femminile, Anna Cinzia Villani, che è una bravissima cantante. Anche lei è una, diciamo, una persona che fa ricerche sulla storia della sua musica e della sua cultura del Salento. E lei ha diversi dischi sempre sulla stessa, con la stessa casa discografica, che è Anima Mundi. Scusate. E sentiamo un pezzo veloce, breve, molto interessante da lei, che si chiama Iho Pukane, Anna Cinzia Villani.
Rindine da girindini lo mare, ferma con te, le dico due parole, ferma con te, le dico due parole. Tanto te si ponna vina dell'ale, la lettera, paro allo mio amore, la lettera, paro.
That was Rindinedda from Giancarlo Paglialunga with the absolutely amazing voice of Rachele Andreoli, who is the singer from Officina Zoe and has this incredible piercing but very warm voice. And Giancarlo Paglialunga has an immense voice. He's also the tamburellista. He plays the tamburello with the group Canzoniere Greccanico Salentino. And it's from his album Tamai, which is an absolutely wonderful solo album. It's actually from 2011, but it's a relatively new find for me. It's on suonidalmondo.com's website. Excuse me. And wonderful CD or record company, this label, who I just absolutely love from so many directions, because they have absolutely gorgeous packaging, really wonderful aesthetic, and a great musical sense of musical taste. All of their CDs are fantastic. They regularly send me things. I just received some new ones in the mail the other day, which I'll be focusing on in the following weeks on the show. Reminder, you're listening to Give 'Em the Boot. I'm Linda Bull, and this is Italian music for an hour every Tuesday from 2 to 3 here at CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm very happy to be back in the DJ seat after a couple of weeks away. I've been a bit sick. Sorry to have missed you. I'll be telling you, filling you in on a few more things that are going on around town. There's quite a few events happening, including, for those of you who might be interested, I'm actually teaching a course for travellers going to Italy called Let's Go Italy at the Italian Cultural Centre starting tomorrow night. If you're interested, you want to do a four-week course to learn some basic phrases and stuff about traveling in Italy and, you know, how to get by, you can contact italianculturalcentre.ca and sign up. Okie doke. I wanted to say a thank you to Bart, who just called in and requested a track, which I'll play towards the end of the show. Thanks, Bart, for listening. And it's always nice to be able to play something that someone wants to hear. Next up, I am going to play some interesting music, actually from Australia, via a radio host friend of mine by the name of Lucky Oceans, who I had the pleasure of working with in Perth, Australia, just last December for the second time. I went and programmed some Italian shows, which was really fun for him, for his show called The Daily Planet. Now, you can listen to his show on ABC Radio National by just going to abc.net.au, and you can actually listen to, I think, the last week of shows. He's got a very great eclectic music show. It's a bit legendary in Australia. I've been listening to it since it began and always love it. And through him, I was put in touch with this next group is called Mara and Martinizza Choir, and they put out this very interesting album, which, like you said, oh, maybe you should, have a look at this album, because it's got an Italian, you know, connection there, and I know one of the people involved with it, da-da-da-da. So this album was put in my hands, and I decided to program it as part of the show on Giancarlo Paglialunga, and the album's called Tra Parole e Silenzio, Between Words and Silence. And I'll just read you a little bit, actually, from Doug Spencer, one of the other presenters of a related show called The Weekend Planet. When this album came out, he did he featured it in his show, but it was actually broadcast also just in January this year. Now, it's a beautiful, he says, it's a very beautiful, seemingly unlikely marriage of mid-20th century Italian poetry, a Sydney-based quasi-Bulgarian choir, and original music from a virtuosic Australian band whose members and friends have deep roots in several very different traditions. Since the 1980s, Mara has been one of the world's more consistently creative and able world music ensembles. The quartet, core, named after its singer and percussionist Mara Kick, co-founder Lou Kick plays guitars and various members of the Lute family. For most of the band's life, Steve Elphick has been its uncommonly eloquent double bassist. The quintet generally deploys two remarkable reed players. In recent years, Paul Cutlin, Andrew Robson, and Sandy Evans have shared those chairs. The Martinizza Choir is an entity in its right, but intimately connected to Mara. When established in 1989, Martinizza was the first such full-tilt Bulgarian-styled choir outside Bulgaria. Its primary vocal soloist, Sylvia Encheva, was a noted soloist in Bulgaria before moving to Australia in 1994. For many years, Daniele Di Giovanni has been the Mara band's sound mixer. His father, Eduardo Di Giovanni, who was born in 1931 and died in 1990, was a lawyer and human rights advocate. Post Mussolini, he was among the authors. Oh. Post Mussolini, his mother was among the authors of Italy's new constitution. Actually, it was his grandfather who was one of the people involved in the new constitution of Italy, also called Eduardo Di Giovanni, slightly different spelling. Daniele's father, Eduardo Di Giovanni, was also a poet, and his son showed Mara the poems his father had written in the 50s and 60s, tender, poignant, timeless verses about love, home, family, and friends. Tra Parole e Silenzio was conceived in 2000 and developed over the next decade. So it's a very interesting album. They just played at WOM Adelaide in 2013, which is why they reran this show on ABC Radio National. And I'm going to play two pieces that run into one another, and they're sort of my favorite pieces on the album too. And they are called Amo di te, means I love about you, and then obviously left up to the imagination, but the actual poem describes the things that he loves about his wife. And then the second one is called Il Ricordo. This is Mara and Martinizza Choir from the album Tra Parole e Silenzio, an Australian, Bulgarian, Italian collaboration.
Thank you. This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
Bentornati a Give 'Em the Boot. Allora, abbiamo sentito due pezzi da un gruppo bulgaro-australiano, Mara e Martinitsa Choir. Sono due pezzi che vengono da un disco tra parole e silenzio, che praticamente è un disco che racconta le poesie di un avvocato abbastanza famoso in Italia, Edoardo Di Giovanni, però prima di diventare famoso per il suo mestiere ha scritto queste poesie negli anni 50 e 60, sono soprattutto poesie d'amore. Abbiamo sentito due pezzi, Amo di te e poi Il ricordo, che poi non è un pezzo strumentale, molto molto bello, dal disco Tra parole e silenzio. Abbiamo 15 minuti ancora di tempo per farvi sentire un po' di musica. Volevo anche farvi qualche annuncio per quello che succede in giro a Vancouver. Allora, che cosa c'è stasera? Proprio oggi, che giorno è? Il 16. Credo che ci sia oggi un film, Il nome della rosa, è il film famoso di Jean-Jacques Annaud, all'Istituto Italiano di Cultura, alle 6:15, è gratis, non c'è bisogno di chiamare, si può solamente arrivare, magari si arriva un po' prima, alle 6. È un film bellissimo, tratto dal libro di Umberto Eco. E poi altri eventi all'Istituto di Cultura, ce ne sono tanti, si può andare sul loro sito per vedere le cose che le iniziative che loro fanno. Anche giovedì ci sarà una lecture, Rome in the Middle Ages, From Political to Symbolic Power. Maybe I should tell you in English, just in case. For those of you who are interested in Italian things, but perhaps don't speak Italian, there's actually an Italian film tonight, The Name of the Rose, Il Nome della Rosa. It's a famous Umberto Eco novel that was made into a great film back in the 80s, I think. And it's for free. It's 6:15 p.m. tonight at the Italian Cultural Institute, which is downtown West Hastings Street. On Thursday night, there's a great talk. It's a second talk in a mini-series by Professor Franco Lioi, Rome in the Middle Ages, and it's about popes, emperors, and citizens, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Sounds like a pretty cool lecture, actually. It's also free, but they do like you to pre-register, so if you can call 604-688-0809, extension 21, and you can find out all about going to that Thursday night, 6:15 p.m., there's also other movies coming up. They tend to have a movie thing generally on Tuesdays, the Cine Club Italiano, but there are other movies coming up too, and there's also many other lectures. And I want to mention also the Doxa Film Festival has a really great selection of films, and they also have a film about Carlo Petrini, the founder of the slow food movement. And for those of you who are into slow food, and I know many West Coasters are, you may not know that it started in Italy. Carlo Petrini was the founder, and he actually started this association called Arcigola, a gastronomic association, of course, in Italy, only be in Italy, or maybe France. Anyway, it's a very interesting story. I've actually read a book about the association and how he got it started. But this is a documentary film at Doxa. You want to check that out, Doxa 2013. Go to their website to find out what's going on. And what else did I want to talk to you about? Maybe there's some stuff going on at the Italian Cultural Centre as well. There are these two wonderful cultural organizations. One of them is a private organization, the Italian Cultural Centre, that offers a whole bunch of great programs. They have cooking classes, they have language courses. Excuse me. I might just play some music. I'll talk soon. ¶¶
fare. Facci la scorsa, facci la modica, ave ragione lo Zimbabwe diga. Facci la scorsa, facci la modica, ave ragione lo Zimbabwe diga. Vai alla piazza, catta lo pesce, dice che è caro e non ci riesce. Catta la carne, dice che è tosta, dice che è tosta, la faccia apposta. Catta la carne, dice che è tosta, dice che è tosta, la faccia apposta. Quando la sogra esce a campo, nica c'ha ira, nica c'ha no lampo. Come una ipera, idda se scetta, un nega c'ha una taglietta. Come una ipera, idda se scetta, un nega c'ha una taglietta. Mannaggia l'anima dello zinzare, quando te pizze cade face male. Acci la dici, onne se scetta, onne caccia una saietta. Acci la dici, onne se scetta, onne caccia una saietta.
A very interesting instrumental piece by Richard Galliano. It's actually from an album, an homage to Nino Rota, who is the fantastic composer who wrote a lot of the music for Federico Fellini's films. And that track is called Rosa Avrata, and it comes from this Nino Rota album that Richard did in 2011. Interestingly enough, Galliano was, well, as his last name suggests, his father was Italian, actually, and he grew up in Nice. His dad ended up in Nice, but he started off playing in the Academy of Music in Nice, and at 14 decided he was going to sort of take the accordion in a different direction, started listening to a lot of jazz, listening to a lot of Clifford Brown and Max Roach and a whole bunch of other jazz guys. And so he became this incredible jazz accordion player, one of the greatest, for sure, in the world. Richard Galliano's homage to Nino Rota. And I'm going to finish off today's show with this song called L'Americano by a Canadian-Italian by the name of Marco Cagliari, who is based in Quebec. And this one goes out to Bart, who was the lovely gentleman who called in and requested this song. He said it reminded him of Italy. It was from the movie The Talented Mr. Ripley, which, of course, many of us have seen. It was a great, great movie set in Venice. Okie doke, that's all from Give Him the Boot, and I'm Linda Bull. See you next week, Tuesday. Ci vediamo la settimana prossima. Spero che stiate tutti bene. Buona musica a tutti.
Portega tunna con stemma rete, na cupulella che viziere zata, passa scampania no peduledo, vattene qua popete fa guardare. Fa l'americano, americano, americano, sienta medico fa fa, tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, pote sentire disturba, tu a ballo rock and roll, tu a gioca a baseball, ma è sorte dei capelli, chi te li dà la mosera di mamma, tu vuoi fa l'americano, americano, americano. Ma sera di Italy, senta me non ci sta niente fa, ok napoletan, tu vuoi fare l'America, tu vuoi fare l'America. Come devo capire chi te vuoi bene, se tu le parla mezza americana, quando se fa l'amore sotto la luna, come deve in cape di I love you. Tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano, senta medico fa fa, tu vuoi vivere alla moda, ma se bevi whisky e soda, pote sente disturba, tu a ballo rock and roll, tu a gioca a baseball, ma è sorte dei capelli, chi te li dà la borsella di mamma, tu vuoi fare l'americano, americano, americano, ma se la diri da lì, sientame non ci sta niente, ok napoletan tu.